The Philadelphia Orchestra is entering its third and final week of a European tour. WHYY's Peter Crimmins is following them and reports that the orchestra is being well received abroad.
You may have seen the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, but you've never heard it. The historic cracked bell is too fragile to ring, but if you could hear it, it would sound like this.
Between an E and E flat, the tone would be an E for this bell.
This is Philippe Picard of the Picard Bell Foundry in Lyon, which created an exact replica of the Liberty Bell for this visit by the Philadelphia Orchestra. Picard's factory is known for its musical bells, precisely tuned to be used in an orchestra percussion section. The Liberty Bell was never intended for that.
The bell that you have heard on stage, the harmonics are perfectly tuned, that it creates a very warm and nice and beautiful sound, moving sound, that you don't get with this one.
65 years ago, Picard's grandfather was hired by the U.S. government to make 50 replicas of the Liberty Bell, one for each state capital. So Picard seized this opportunity to present the visiting Philadelphians with their own history at the Auditorium Lyon, where the orchestra performed a program of Beethoven and Rachmaninoff. Pennsylvania and Philadelphia officials arrived at this concert to meet with counterparts from the city of Lyon and the region of Rhône-Alpes to talk business. Philadelphia Deputy Mayor Alan Greenberger says the orchestra is a great icebreaker for the Americans and the French to discuss economic development partnerships.
It's all about creating deeper cultural connections between two cities so that there can also be deeper business connections, social connections. It's how the world works. How the world should work.
The audience in Lyon gave the musicians a robust appreciation, as have audiences in all the cities the orchestra visited on this tour. And the orchestra is on a tight schedule. In 20 days, they will travel through 10 cities to play 14 concerts, and that does not include the unannounced pop-up concerts some musicians have agreed to perform. As most of the orchestra moved on from Lyon to Paris, a few stayed behind to play as small ensembles in the Plaza Louis Pradel. First Associate Concertmaster Juliet Kang, who joined a string quartet to play Mendelssohn in the Park.
It's fun because we're outside, it's gorgeous. There are some people listening, some not, but like truly the music, just getting together and playing together is so much, so gratifying.
The quartet faced plenty of distractions, including a siren from a passing ambulance and a group of young men just a few feet away practicing parkour, a kind of urban gymnastics. Violinist Paul Arnold took it all in stride.
It's a challenge, but it's a nice challenge. You know, you have to sort of find the center of your tone, and I never quite did.
The tour does include an occasional day off, so musicians can take a break from the grind of travel and performance. For example, they were in Paris during the French Open, the tennis tournament, and so many musicians secured tickets months in advance. Carol Yanch, the tuba player, ran a half marathon along the Seine.
I just think it's a great way to see a city. Sometimes we don't have a whole lot of time for sightseeing, and so just a good way to, like, experience a town.
Yanch is an experienced runner with several half marathons under her belt, and when she runs alone, she tends to listen to music, but as she says, anything but classical.
Upbeat, kind of pop stuff, just like popular music from when I was in college and stuff like that.
At 30 years old, Yanch is one of the younger musicians in the orchestra. She was joined on the marathon by one of the veteran members, concertmaster David Kim, who celebrated his 52nd birthday on this tour.
You know, touring itself is such a special experience, and not one that really that many orchestral musicians can experience, because most orchestras can't afford to do this, nor are they desired around the world. And then it's tiring, rehearsals, travel. It's kind of this quest for special extra experiences, like that great little wine bar on a little alley, or finishing a half marathon.
Kim and Yanch both finished the half marathon in a respectable 2.5 hours, and then the next morning they flew to Vienna to play 2 concerts. In Paris and then Vienna, I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.